The second day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of the great saint Anba Paul, the first hermit. On this day in the year 341 AD, the great saint Anba Paul, the first hermit, departed. He was born in the city of Thebes and had a brother whose name was Peter. When their father passed away, they divided the inheritance between them, and Peter took the greater share for Paul, who was still young in age. When they did not agree with each other over this, they went to the governor to judge between them. On their way, they saw a funeral procession, and they were told that the deceased was one of the wealthy people of the city. Saint Paul sighed and said, "What do I have to do then with all the money of this vain world, which I shall leave naked?" And he said to his brother, "Let us return home, for I am not asking you for anything." On their way back, Paul left his brother and went on his way outside of the city. And Paul found a grave where he stayed for 3 days praying to God to guide him to do what pleases the Lord. His brother searched for him, and when he did not find him, the brother was exceedingly sorry for what he had done. The Lord sent to Saint Paul an angel who walked with him to the eastern inner wilderness, and he dwelled there for 70 years, during which he did not see the face of a man. He had on a tunic made of palm tree fiber, and the Lord sent him a raven every day with half a loaf of bread. When the Lord willed to reveal his holiness and godliness, he sent an angel to Saint Anthony the Great and told him, "There is a man in the inner wilderness. The world is not worthy of his footsteps. By his prayers, the Lord descends rain and dew to fall upon the earth and brings the flood water of the Nile in due time." When Saint Anthony heard this, he arose right away and walked a distance of 1 day, and God guided him to the cave of Saint Paul. Saint Anthony entered, and he and Saint Paul bowed down to each other, and they sat talking about the greatness of God. In the evening, the raven came bringing a whole loaf of bread. And Saint Paul said to Saint Anthony, "Now I know that you are one of the servants of God. For 70 years the Lord sent me every day a half a loaf of bread, but today the Lord is sending your food also. Now, go and bring me back in a hurry the vestment that Emperor Constantine had given to Pope Athanasius." Saint Anthony went to Saint Athanasius and brought the garment and returned to Saint Paul. On his way back, he saw that the soul of Saint Paul being carried by angels up to heaven. When he arrived at the cave, he found that Saint Paul had departed. And so Saint Anthony clothed him in the garment and took his fiber tunic. When Anthony wanted to bury him, he wondered how should he be able to dig the grave. And then two lions appeared to him and were shaking their heads, and he knew that they were sent from God. He pointed to the lions, to the place of where the grave should be, and they dug the grave with their claws. Anthony then buried the body and went back to the Pope and told him what had happened and gave him the fiber tunic of Saint Paul. Saint Athanasius sent men to bring Saint Paul's body to him, but they could not find the grave. Pope Athanasius used to put on the palm fiber tunic 3 times a year during the Divine Liturgy of the Lord's major feasts. May the prayers of the great Saint Paul be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, the Holy Father Anba Longinus, the abbot of El Zugag Monastery, departed. He was born in Cilicia in Asia Minor. When his mother passed away, he became a monk, along with his father, Lucianus, in one of the monasteries. After the departure of the abbot of the monastery, the monks wanted St. Lucianus to become their abbot, but he did not accept. He fled from the monastery with his son Longinus and went to Syria. They dwelled there in a church, and God revealed their virtues by performing many miracles on their hands. For their fear of the glory of men, Longinus took the permission of his father to go to Egypt. He went to the monastery of El Zugag to the west of Alexandria, and there he pursued a life of godliness, piety, and asceticism. After the departure of the abbot there, the monks made him abbot against his will. Shortly after, his father, Lucianus, came, and they worked in making the canvas sails of boats and sold them to support themselves. God performed many miracles on their hands. Father Lucianus departed in peace, and shortly after, his son, Longinus, departed also on this day. May the prayers of these two saints be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.